The Fruits of Spring, written by Tigress Wolf, read by Raven. They still tell your story wrong. You were young, sun-kissed, and dancing, laughing with your girls in a field of flowers. Oh yes, I suppose that must be true. It's what's told and told and told again. He came for you in a chariot with snorting horses, fire in their eyes, sparking from their shoes. You and your girls ran, of course you did, screaming and crying, begging for your mother to save you. Is that not right? But he caught you. They all escaped to tell your mother, and he caught you. The Dark Lord of the Dead caught you to bring spring into his realm. Is that not right? You wept in those dank halls. Your wails filled those walls as you pined for the sun and the warmth and the fields of flowers you danced through. Tell me, is that not right? Your mother strode into your father's throne room, demanded your return, and when your father failed to deliver, she struck down the earth. Nothing would grow until you were back in her arms. Was it not so? When their worshippers starved, the gods turned to your father, and it was not your mother alone demanding your return. But he tricked you, the Dark Lord of the Dead. You ate 6 seeds, and so you were saved for half of every year. You returned to your mother, but too, you had to return to your husband, the man who stole you from the light. Is it not so? You did nothing but cry. A token resistance. You refused to eat until hours before your father's messenger arrived. You could not escape. Did you even try? This is how they tell your story. Tell me, Queen, is it not the truth? Oh, but it's not. I smiled as I bit into the pomegranate, as the Dark Lord of the Dead watched with reverence in his eyes. I stepped into his chariot and waved to my girls goodbye. The halls are not dank nor cold. I am the bright spring, warmth returning, and it matters not where I live. But my mother and my uncles and aunts and cousins, sisters and brothers, my father the king, always they saw only a girl. Only my mother's darling daughter, lovely and delicate and innocent, cherished and coddled and so beloved. I courted him, my husband. I sought him and chose him, convinced him to play his part. I am the gentle resurrection, allowing life to bloom and blossom and grow. He, the chill and barrenness of death, and trapped in his cold realm of darkness, I reign as I never could above. The end. Thanks for listening.